everybody's different. Everybody's got their own medical issues. I get that. But let's say that I'm coming in and I don't, me personally, I'm not on any medications. I don't have anything. My A1C, she thinks is a little high, but I think I'm at 5.8 or 5.9. She's like, you get that lower. I get it. But, you know, I'm not, blood pressure could be a little elevated. Well, obviously, the weight, I got to work on that. But I just want to do the right thing or feel better. So, again, that's going to determine which way we go. But as a new patient intake, is there a long physical process of, hey, let's kind of go through your medical background, your history. Let's take a look at where you're at now, where you want to go, where you want to be in 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. I mean, what does that look like?
Absolutely. I mean, that's just being medically diligent and prudent. So, I mean, I've watched Sherry do her thing with her patients, and the comments we've already gotten back from folks is they appreciate her thoroughness. I was like, that's really cool. Because, yeah. I mean, because a lot of people don't have, again, you look at the traditional system, and I think Byron alluded to that earlier, they just don't have the time
right
to sit down with these folks in a 15-minute session. One of our nurse practitioners was seeing 48 to, or I can't remember the number, it was an ungodly number of people that he was seeing, like 58 patients a day. I'm like, how in the world do you take care of those patients?
How do you know?
So, I mean, this should be normal for any practice, be it allopathic, naturopathic, holistic, that you get a decent history. I mean, and that's one of the things that I've learned. I'm in school right now getting my clinical holistic practitioner certification, is that you have to have a good history so you can delineate which way you need to go. If they want to look at a allopathic pathway, or if they want to look at a naturopathic pathway, because there's a lot that are combined between the two. And you have to make some educated decisions in which way you go. I mean, you have the patient that comes in with 72 meds. Well, you got to look at, you got to get those. That takes
right.
a while
right.
to figure out what direction you're going to take them. Be it, again, if they want to continue in that path, they are more than welcome to do that. But our system is very simple and very easy. And it's just a matter of calling and coming into the clinic, and we can do a brief. I mean, our intake form is very brief. But again, it's the amount of time that we spend with the patient in the first couple of visits and establish where they are. And then the later, I mean, they don't have to always come back into the clinic. It could be just a 10-minute telephone call, and we could prescribe some medication over the phone, because we do telemedicine. You know, that's some of the things that you can't do on the allopathic side, because insurance doesn't pay for it anymore. I mean, you still pay for it out of pocket.
Yeah.
But
I think the biggest component is actually the time that you, and it may not be that this person has necessarily been managed inappropriately. I'm not saying that. But they don't always know why they're on this blood pressure medicine or this diabetic medication. They've just been told they need to take it because they have XYZ disease. And so it's not, like I said, it's not that they've been, but nobody's really sat down and explained to them the importance of controlling blood pressure or controlling your blood sugars. The reason we lose weight, I mean, I trained, 30 years ago. 30 plus years ago at Tech, and diabetes management, we were all about glycemic control and getting blood sugars controlled. And but if the patient's 400 pounds, it's a lot harder to do. We just naturally, we were already prescribing some of the semaglutide and tirzepatide for our diabetic patients, and as they started losing weight, Wegovy finally got its FDA approval, and I think Ozempic and Mounjaro are about to get their FDA approval for weight loss too. I have no idea what it's going to do to the cost of those medicines. Probably drive them up because they'll become more popular if the law of natural economy plays out. But the other thing that we do for our patients is really sit down and explain to them the disease process and what you can expect if you don't manage it. And the reason that we're targeting this disease process. I like to think too that we've done due diligence at Colorado City and Alice and Corpus Christi on getting prices for our patients that are significant. I have a phenomenal office manager that's a social work background from a hospital, master level social work. I've got a couple of people that are counselors at LPCs. I have two pharmacists on my staff that are doctoral level pharmacists to help people understand the importance of why we're doing these medications and why we're doing it. The other thing is we negotiate cash prices for our patient. And, you know, a CBC and a chemistry and thyroid panel and a lipid panel will cost them maybe about $20. And then we have cash price radiology departments where we can get, in corpus analysis, I can get plain films for $25. You know, there's no way you're ever going to get that. And so we establish that with them up front. This is kind of about what your healthcare is going to cost.
Yeah, that's
moving
great.
Forward on, in the way. And, you know, we obviously have insurance brokers that work with us to get people on high indemnity plans. And when you can save people $3,000 or $4,000 a year in insurance costs, I mean, I don't advocate going without insurance in case I need my gallbladder taken out next week for some reason, or a sudden appendectomy, or a car wreck where I break something and need to see an orthopedic surgeon. But when you start looking at people's plans and what they pay for, and then on top of that, what they're denied, they've been paying, you know, personal experience, the reason we started some of this, my wife and I, we have 4 children, and we had one was out on his own and 3 in college, all on our insurance plan. And my wife had a history of breast cancer, and we were paying $3,200 a month, but then we were told, oh, you can't see that doc, or you can't see that doc. And being in the community, and I was an active doctor in Fort Worth and Corpus, doctors I wanted my wife to see, I couldn't take my wife to see them without paying out-of-pocket expenses. So you add that up, and you're paying $40,000-$50,000 in health insurance costs a year.
Oh yeah.
Before you ever really receive a true benefit, it was kind of chapping me. And you know, from my personal experience, my last year in true private practice, I had a practice with colleagues of mine in Fort Worth. Always been an active ER doc, but we had $400,000 in non-collectible from Medicare and Medicaid, and we look at each other and go, that's the reason we're not profitable this year. You know, there's nothing extra, you know, to do anything or to expand or bring on an extra nurse or bring on, it impacts the business. So even my former partners, we have all gone, obviously variations because of location and economy of markets, but all my partners do direct primary care, former partners do direct primary care now. We're all kind of, we're still friends and loosely associated and refer patients to each other because I don't have an active practice in South Lake, Texas, but one of my colleagues does. And so
that's
it works out well.
Yeah, that's wonderful.